Welcome to D&B College. Today we're going deep on an Amen Science approach to a top loop distort in Ableton Live 12. The idea here is simple, but the execution matters. We are not trying to destroy the Amen into static. We're building a controlled, distorted top layer that keeps the Breaks jungle identity alive, while pushing it into a harder, more club-ready D&B lane. Think of it as the layer that adds grit, forward motion, and density above your kick, snare, and sub, without stealing the low-end authority. This is one of those techniques that can completely change the feel of a drop. A good top loop distort makes the break feel like it's breathing, chewing, and spitting. It gives you that raw pressure without turning the mix into a mess. And in D&B, that matters a lot, because the drums need character, but they also need space to let the bass speak, so let's build it properly. First, start with a solid Amen source. Load the break into an audio track and find a section where the hats, Ride Bleed, and Ghost Texture are doing the work. You do not need the full range break here. You need the part that can survive distortion and still read as a groove. Trim the loop so it's tight and musical, then high pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 180 to 250 AC. That turns it into a true top loop and keeps the low end out of the way. What to listen for here is very important. After the high pass, you should still hear the shape of the break. The ghost hits, the hat swing, the motion. If it becomes thin and static, the filter is too aggressive, or the slice you chose wasn't right for this job. Now you've got a choice. You can keep it raw and continuous, or you can lightly regroove it. Raw chop gives you that old-school torn texture, very strong for jungle pressure and hazy roller grime. Light regrooving gives you a bit more precision if the track is modern, tight, and very grid-focused. Neither one is wrong. The raw version is faster and more alive. The lightly edited version gives you more arrangement control. If your kick and snare are already programmed very tightly, a raw loop often feels more human. If the drop is more neuro or techie, a little editing can help it lock in. Now for the core processing chain. A really reliable starting point in Ableton Live 12 is EQ8 into Saturator into Drum Bus into Utility. Keep it controlled, don't slam everything at once. Use Saturator with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Soft Clip can help stabilize the peaks. Then bring in Drum Bus lightly. For a true top loop, keep Boom mostly off or very low. You're not trying to add low-end weight here. You're shaping tone, adding rasp, and tightening the attack. Finish with Utility so you can check width and mono compatibility. What to listen for now is density, not destruction. The loop should feel dirtier and more focused, but the snare accents and hat motion should still be readable. If it turns into a constant hiss, back off the drive, or raise the high pass a little. The goal is layered aggression, not instant flattening. A big part of making this feel expensive is preserving transient shape. If the distortion smears the attack too much, the loop stops reading like a break and starts reading like noise. That's when people overcompensate and keep adding more saturation, which usually makes things worse. If the groove loses punch, the fix is often less low-mid residue, cleaner filtering, and more careful transient balance. Keep the crack, keep the swing. Let the distortion enhance the motion, not erase it. Why this works in D&B is because the top loop can take abuse that the main drum foundation cannot. The kick, snare body, and sub are already doing the heavy lifting. The top loop gets to be the aggressive layer above that, which means you can push character and texture without wrecking the mix. Once the tone feels right, start creating movement with editing and filtering instead of endless modulation. In this style, motion should feel musical and intentional. Automate EQ8 or auto filter subtly across phrases. You might darken the loop in a breakdown by narrowing it to around 6 to 10 kHz, then open it back up in the drop. If one hat frequency gets painful, automate a narrow dip rather than reaching for more broad EQ cuts. And once you find a version that works, print it. Resample it to audio. Freeze, flatten, or record the treated loop to a new track. Give it a name that makes sense, something like Amen Top Print. This is a pro move. It forces commitment and keeps the project moving. In advanced D&B work, a printed top loop is easier to arrange, easier to automate, and much less likely to turn into endless tweak mode. Now bring it back in with the rest of the drums and bass. This is where the sound either becomes a real D&B tool, or stays a cool loop in isolation. Check the relationship with the kick and snare first. Does the snare still hit with authority, or is the top loop crowding the crack? Does the loop add urgency between the backbeat anchors, or does it smear the pocket? And does the bass still have room in the low mids? If the top loop fights the snare, carve a narrow pocket around 2 to 4 kHz. If it's getting in the way of the bass's upper harmonics, reduce some density in the 200 to 500 Hz area and keep the loop more airy. The best version should make the drop feel faster without raising the BPM. That's how you know the movement is working. Now let's talk stereo strategy, because this is where a lot of top loop chains go wrong. You want width, but not chaos. You have two good options. One is narrow and brutal, where the loop stays centered and focused. That works beautifully in dark rollers, neuro-influenced material, and very bass-heavy tunes. The other is wide but controlled, where the high end gets a little more spread, which can be great for jungle openness or rave shimmer. If you go wide, check it in mono. Seriously, a loop that sounds massive in stereo can fall apart in a club if the core hat and snare energy disappears when summed down. The kick, sub, and snare fundamentals must survive. The loop should frame the drop, not become the whole picture. From there, think in phrases. A great amen top loop should function like a DJ tool, not just a repeated texture. Build 4-bar and 8-bar changes. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are cleaner, bars 5 to 8 get a little more crunch, and then bar 9 drops out a fragment for a fake out. Or in the second drop, print a more damaged version and add a small stutter at the end of every 8 bars. This is one of the cleanest ways to make the arrangement feel alive. You don't always need new drum writing. Sometimes the loop just needs to evolve. A little more dirt here, a small gap there, a chopped ending hit at the right moment. That's enough to give the listener motion and give the DJ something clear to work with. A really useful advanced move is to keep 3 prints ready. One clean reference version, one main dirty version, and one heavier damage print for fills or second drop escalation. That way you're not reopening the whole chain every time the arrangement changes. You just grab the version that serves the moment. And if you want extra pressure, add only one transition layer. Just one. A reverse amen slice, a filtered snare pickup, a 1-bar noise swell, something small and useful. Don't bury the loop under a pile of effects. If you want more tension before a drop, band limit the loop for the last bar, then open it on impact. That's simple, but it works hard. A good quality control habit here is to check the loop against the snare alone. If the snare loses authority when the loop comes in, the loop is too dense in the crack region. Also check it against the bass harmonics, not just the sub. Distorted top end can clash with a reese or growl even when the low end is clean. And check it quietly. If the groove disappears at low volume, the layer only works because it is loud, and that usually means it's not balanced yet. A few fast pro tips will take this further. If you want a harsher, more torn texture, try distortion before filtering. If you want a cleaner and more DJ-friendly result, filter after the grit is created. For menace, let the loop sit just a touch behind the snare transient instead of sitting directly on top of it. That tiny space can make the groove feel darker and heavier. If the bassline is busy, simplify the top loop. In heavier DNB, less information often reads as more power. And one more thing. Don't keep tweaking a loop forever if it already works in the full mix. If the next change only improves the solo sound and not the actual drop, stop. The job is arranging now, not sound design. That's a big mindset shift, and it saves you a ton of time. So, to recap, start with a right amen slice. High pass it so it behaves like a top layer. Distort it in stages with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Protect the transient. Check it in context with kick, snare, and bass. Make deliberate stereo choices. Print the result to audio. Then arrange it by phrase, with clean, dirty, and fill-ready variations. If it sounds like a dirty, breathing top layer that makes the drop hit harder without clouding the mix, you're doing it right. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge and build 2 versions, one tighter and cleaner, one harsher and more aggressive. Make sure both work over your kick, snare, and bass. Then do the full homework challenge if you want the real test, one clean print, one main dirty print, and one extreme fill version, all working inside a 16-bar mini drop. Get that printed, get it in context, and trust your ears. That's where the amen science approach really starts to come alive.